The blue waters of the Gulf of Aqaba framed President Bush, Ariel Sharon, and Mahmoud Abbas as they stood and pledged their support for a common goal, Israeli and Palestinian states side by side in peace and security. Their meeting capped weeks of negotiations and pressure on both sides, what Mr. Bush called clearing out the underbrush. And David Shipler, former New York Times Jerusalem Bureau chief, is with us now to discuss both those weeks in the weeds and this week's negotiations. He's author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning book Arab and Jew, Wounded Spirits in a Promised Land. He joins us from Hanover, New Hampshire. Welcome.
Good to be with you.
Now, President Bush described Wednesday's meeting as a good beginning. Do you think the action by Hamas cutting off talks with Prime Minister Abbas about halting attacks on the Israelis is likely to ruin that beginning?
It certainly makes it more difficult, but it's not unexpected. Mahmoud Abbas has before him a daunting political task. He does not have a ready-made constituency among Palestinians. He needs to demonstrate to ordinary Palestinians that he, in his new role as prime minister, can actually change their everyday life, and that in turn depends on Israeli behavior. So Hamas, which is a very popular movement, has the upper hand, I think, just at the moment.
Doesn't Ariel Sharon have similar problems on the Israeli right?
He does, except that because of his background, he doesn't have a very large part of the Israeli spectrum to his right. The most zealous Israeli settlers who want to stay in the territories no matter what represent only a minority of the settlers and even a smaller minority of Israelis. You know, polls have shown the Israeli public basically supporting a withdrawal of most settlements and a withdrawal from the West Bank and Gaza Strip if they could get in exchange some kind of a peace that would guarantee their security.
Mr. Sharon promised to begin removing some Israeli settlers' outposts immediately, but I think everybody sort of jumped when he used two very heavy words, contiguity and occupation.
Well, Sharon is a more complicated figure than either his supporters or his detractors recognize. You mentioned a couple of words that Sharon used. Contiguity, that was interesting because the Palestinian objections to previous Israeli offers of land have been that they were kind of like an archipelago of isolated enclaves of Palestinian control separated by Jewish settlements or Israeli roads. So the word contiguity was quite important. The other was a shocker because occupation has a connotation of a kind of temporariness, you know, impermanence. But the other word that was very important, and you'll hear it in everything Sharon says, is the word security, because that's the pivot point for him in terms of determining Israeli policy. He needs to be convinced that Israel will not give up security by making concessions.
Just looking at what we've seen in this last week, the leaders standing in front of the Gulf of Aqaba, the handshake taking place again, a new cast of characters, Sharon appearing to be thinking in a different way. Does this last week tell you that it could happen?
Well, it could happen. There's a long way to go. There are the core issues that have to be addressed, the existential issues. The willingness on both sides in the political classes, I think, is there. The problem is that the issues have to be addressed not only around the negotiating table. They have to be addressed in the schools, in the homes, in the streets. There has been, during the last 10 years, a constant cycle of disappointment, frustration, and mistrust because the actual situation on the ground has never changed sufficiently and in accordance with the agreements that were made by the men in suits around the negotiating table.
Mr. Shipler, thank you.
Thank you.
David Shipler headed the Jerusalem Bureau of the New York Times. He won a Pulitzer Prize for his book, Arab and Jew.